Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is the number one podcast where you shouldn't email my wife to tell her about how you miss her, no matter how dead your mom is. I'm your host, Parker, joined as always by co-host Razor Man Cumulus.
Oh, that was a loaded intro, man.
That's my new style.
That's calling out all the ex-boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. You don't get to talk about, my mom's dead and that made me miss you. You want to chat sometime? No, you don't get to do that, homeboy. That's not how it works.
And also, that's kind of weird, like, to equate somebody's own mom with a girlfriend. There's mm-hmm. definitely, like, some, I forget the word. There's a Freudian thing in there, I'm sure.
Oh, it's gross as fuck. That's how this dude rolls, though. He's definitely the kind of dude who would be sitting around talking about, I miss my dead mom so much that it makes me remember girls.
Yeah, girls I've been in relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I learn anything from our last episode, I think you know what to do going forward.
Have sex with his mom in front of him? Dead mom's corpse?
Well, no, but I'm still learning, apparently. Yeah, man. Something like that.
Cuckolding can go a lot of different ways, Mr. Frisbee.
I guess so. Sure. Sure. I was just going to say, like, I don't know. I have no idea where I was going with that. I just figured, like, that was such a prominent discussion point last episode that mm-hmm. you had plans for something along those lines this time around.
Oh, I do. I plan to find out whoever his new girlfriend is and have sex with her in front of him.
Okay.
While you watch his episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, you could, like, point at the screen midway through. Be like, that's me right now. Like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least the film version where he's, like, pointing at himself on the camera.
Yeah, I'll point at myself and then also point at whenever, like, Sardo shows up. That guy.
Sardo. It makes Sardo me. Be like, and that's Frisbee. You don't know him. But he's there, too.
He runs a magic shop.
He's very, very particular about how his last name's pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well,
it's a cool magic
what
shop
a month for you. Like all these, say what?
It's a cool magic shop where Frisbee just has sex with all of your ex girlfriends.
Yeah, it's a pretty one note magic trick, but also the magic shop has a bunch of like toys and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Sex toys,
like sex toys.
Butt
yeah,
plugs and stuff.
Like, plugs and stuff is the name of the store.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a month where you've been like, these guys have been coming out of the woodwork. You're living the Scott Pilgrim lifestyle. And I know you hate that movie, so this is doubly bad for you.
Yeah, well, it's not bad for me. I mean, it's just a fun time to goof on people, I suppose.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, it's not causing any troubles. It's just humorous. It's a humorous way to make fun of dudes emailing my wife who's band's only got 13 listens on SoundCloud. Man, get out of here. If you want to email my wife, try to steal my wife, you got to at least have 100 listens on SoundCloud. Otherwise, just get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. So, wow. Are you responding to this other dude?
I'm responding right now.
Okay, good. Yeah.
He's listening. Everybody's listening, man. This is the world's number one podcast.
It's the world's only podcast, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up, though.
Well, you know, it is what it is, Frisbee. You gotta be diligent, and you gotta keep your eyes on the prize. You know.
Yeah, and not be afraid to insult people's dead moms.
Man, fuck that guy's dead mom. She sucked anyway. Probably she was probably a shitty mom. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, very weird connection to make there. Mm-hmm. To be like, man, I miss my mom and my ex-girlfriend now that I think about it. Shit.
Yeah, no. That's very weird. But speaking of dead moms.
Yeah.
You, Mr. Frisbee, may be delighted to know this. As my good friend who supports me.
Yes.
And offers me friendship in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I am now an award-winning journalist.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I definitely like that Facebook post. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. If we still had the power to play drops, if my soundboard wasn't busted, I would play We Are the Champions right now.
Hell yeah. Did you attend the ceremony, or you were talking about doing that like last week, or excuse me, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, I was hoping to attend the ceremony, but the shape that journalism is in right now is that we all still like hold awards shows to recognize our hard work, but none of our companies can actually afford to send us 3 hours away to accept the awards.
Woof.
So I didn't go, but I assume that I will get to look at the plaque. I think they're probably going to hang it up in our office, so I'll get to look at it. I'll probably get to polish it from time to time.
Give a nice spit shine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do like, who is it? In Rick and Morty, the Shlami, who shows up to spit on it and rub it. I'll do like that, dude.
Yeah, well, you deserve it, man. I've been watching, I've been reading your stuff as you post it, and it's always fun to read what you've written. But you've also been doing the Choices video series, which, to be honest, like when I first saw the title for that, I didn't realize it was a lifestyle show. Even like during the intro where it's playing that soft music, mm-hmm. and it says Choices, I thought it was like a PSA for like troubled teens.
And that's like kind of what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's like instead of what drugs not to do, you're advising what cool things to see in the area.
Yeah, and also letting people know that if they do too many cool drugs, then they'll get to grow up to make as kids, then they get to grow up to make goofy videos instead of doing actual journalism like me.
It's fun to watch though, because we do this podcast, and like I enjoy getting to talk to you, but we don't really see each other's faces at all. So it's nice to see, like, your handsome face all over the internet.
Thank you. That's the way I feel, too. Even when we FaceTime, it's usually just one of us talking to some random stranger. So,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm glad you got to see my face.
Yeah, we do, everything we do is vicariously through other people,
mm-hmm.
or through, like, digital systems. So, like, yeah, when I call you up, I just immediately put the phone in somebody else's face, be like, say hi to him.
Yeah, which is good. It's like chat roulette, but via it just only goes to your friends. I like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's very direct. There's more control. And the Choices videos are extremely well done and very funny. Not only do you just bring like your usual quality and stuff to it, but when you talk about stuff, it's very funny. Like you're talking about a reggae show that's coming up in your neck of the woods. And you kind of like pause and you're like, this is your chance to get irie. And I fucking died. I thought that was the funniest shit. And then the ending for this latest one, where you have a chest buster coming out of your stomach, also reminded me of Rick and Morty. Because it like you just go, ooh, oh, ooh. So it sounded like Mr. Poopy Butthole when he gets shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, ooh, wee. Is this what dying is? Ooh, wee.
Yeah. The dude who directs them, he's like kind of like an intern. He's like a high school kid who like is going to cinematography school soon, and he's like a super cool guy. But like, yeah, like the whole time, like we're like 99% of the time we're like on the same page, and like we get what's like fun about doing these videos. But the other day, I had to convince him that just going ooh would be funnier than like actually screaming loud.
It was great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. That alone is enough to earn an award. So
mm-hmm.
all the other stuff you've done for that video series should get you multiple awards.
Yeah.
It's very good. You also use some familiar artwork at the start of it, too.
Right? Yeah. I totally use Chuck's listener/good buddy/dude who draws a bunch of stuff for us in Junk Fod Diner. Chuck, I used his picture of me, which I'm very pleased that I got to just reuse that.
Yeah.
Because I like it. And it makes sense in the context of being a news show.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make a lot less sense when I change the current one to just the picture of Odorous Urungus that he recently sent us. That's what's going to be my new logo.
Yeah, that's good.
No one's going to get it. But, Yeah. What's going on with you? What's happening in the world of Mr. Frisbee these days?
Nothing that exciting. We, as you're aware, like, we had to go on a delay today because I'm a bit hungover. And you were asking, like, did I go to a cool hot party last night? There was a cool hot party last night. I did not go to it. I actually slept through it. And I'm guessing because I'm incredibly sad, I ended up drinking by myself after the party had well ended. So I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. So I was drinking, and I apparently just drank too much. I didn't think it was very much, but here I am. I woke up incredibly hungover and disappointed in myself because I was expecting to do all this other shit today. Like, I had a meal that I went to make. I had some stuff that I wanted to clean. Instead, I was just laying around like, ooh, ooh-wee. Kind of like you with a chest buster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was one of those sad things where, like, I slept through trick-or-treat, you know? It's like, wake up. You miss Christmas. Like, there's an event for to be social and drink with others. And I slept through it. So I ended up drinking, like, some whiskey and watching Twin Peaks in preparation for the reboot.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
What was the event you were going to? A daytime drinking event?
No, it was evening. Like, I just thought I was going to lay down for maybe an hour or so, and I ended up sleeping for, like, 4 hours.
Oh, I thought you meant this morning you slept through it. I was about to say, what are you going to at 9 a.m?
No. It happened last night.
Ah.
This morning, though, yeah, it's some other shit planned that I went to do, and that didn't happen.
Well, you know, it's a good day for it. I feel like being hungover is the perfect way to watch the Twin Peaks, the new Twin Peaks.
Probably. Yeah, I know it's not your thing. And honestly, I watched Fire Walk With Me this past week, and then I was watching, like, a couple episodes last night. I'm not sure if I'm, a huge fan of the rest of the series. I only, like, I dug Fire Walk With Me expecting not to like it because the first time I watched it, I didn't enjoy it. I just wanted to kind of revisit it and give it another shot. You know, also because, like, a bunch of fun people are in it, like Harry Dean Stanton and whatnot.
Yeah, the dude from the Avengers.
The dude from the Avengers, yeah, the guy who comments on the Hulk.
Yeah, that's how I know him. That's his best work.
Yeah, and, like, Chris Isaac and Keith Sutherland. And I was, I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Ray Wise, I remember, like, right beforehand, I was watching something that had Ray Wise in it. So I was like, yeah, I better go to this just to see if I still don't like this or not. But I ended up enjoying it. And then I watched some of the episodes last night. The beginning, like, the pilot episode is always really great. But then I was watching some of the others. Maybe it was because I was watching them back to back or something. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm into this. Like, this is it kind of lost its luster. And I can't imagine going into season two anymore because I didn't like that before. Or maybe I'll like that more now. Like, maybe everything's just reversed for me.
Ah, so it's even the season one that you dislike.
Yeah, some of season one. Like, that first episode is great. And also, yeah, I think the pilot and Fire Walk With Me are great standalones. Like, I could probably watch those again and again now. And part of the reason of that, I noticed, is because some of the shots are done in a really weird fashion. Like, anytime they're in the high school, all the other extras are doing just goofy fucking shit. It's great. I forgot how fun that was to watch. They're, like, either trying to break dance or they're just, like, stumbling along. I don't know. It's stuff that I would imagine in, like, an early Weird Al video that extras would do in those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild. The wife, she likes David Lynch. But, like, even she tried to watch Twin Peaks again. And, like, sometimes, like we tried to watch Wild at Heart a while back. And, like, I don't know. Like, Twin Peaks, or maybe I would generalize too much. But a thing I've noticed with some David Lynch fans is, like, that they don't like it when they actually have to watch it. And, like, she stopped rewatching Twin Peaks, like, three episodes in. And didn't really like Wild at Heart as much as she originally thought. Like, I feel like maybe this is a thing that happens.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Maybe it's like the first time you see it, some of the stuff catches the viewer off guard, and you're just thinking like, oh, I didn't expect him to repeat that line so often about his jacket being a symbol of his rebellious nature, or or something along those lines. But yeah, the rewatching of some of this stuff, I'm like, oh boy, okay. Don't know why I'm doing this now. Especially with Twin Peaks, because a lot of stuff is built around the concept of everything's mysterious. Having just watched Fire Walk with Me, that brings together so much context for everything. Like, it's probably meant to be a prequel that you watch after you've seen the entire series. But in this more recent revisiting, like having watched that first, that may have soured it for me. I'm not sure, man. It is a bit rough.
Yeah, that could be. Although I hate Fire Walk with Me, but I love that first half an hour. If that half an hour was like five seasons of a TV show, I would be the biggest David Lynch fan on earth.
And I'm not surprised by that at all, because that first half hour of Fire Walk with Me is bizarro Twin Peaks. Like, Twin Peaks is supposed to be bizarro USA. It's this microcosm that has stayed behind. It's still got diners. Everybody still looks like they've got like pressed clothes, and there's this 1950s tone to it, even though everything's like kind of seedy and under the surface. But Fire Walk with Me is beginning. It's like Chris Isaac and whatnot. They're essentially doing the same thing, and Lynch mirrors a lot of the same shots from the pilot in that first 30 minutes, but everything is off. Like, the coffee's not that great, so there's never remarks on like the coffee being awesome or any shit. Everybody looks tired. Like, the lighting's all bad. Mm-hmm. The waitress at the diner is not a fox. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like a haggard older lady. So there's all this stuff that's like, yeah, it's bizarro. And I think that might be why you dig it, because it's kind of like spitting in the face of what Twin Peaks was.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe subconsciously. I don't know. I just think Chris Isaacs is very funny.
Like, yeah, me too. He's great.
That dude was like just super funny in that. And like just David Lynch yelling at people, and like David Bowie trying to talk with a southern accent. Like,
yeah, that's great too.
I like all that stuff. So,
yeah, that's cool. I have no idea what this reboot's going to be like, and if I'll even be into it, but we will see, I guess. what else? Speaking of David Lynch, I had a dream with you in it like a week ago.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. We were in Texas, and we were trying to eat at a Whataburger, and we were very emotional about it. I don't know why.
Well, the good hamburgers make you emotional.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been to Whataburger?
I have not, no.
You would dig it. It's very good. It's Mick Foley's favorite restaurant.
I respect him.
Yeah, I know you do. And I'm not trying to sell you any harder on this, but I just thought that was coincidental. So I dig that place. And as far as I know, like, they only go as far west as New Mexico, maybe. But they're through, like, Texas, Florida. I think Oklahoma has one, maybe. And I enjoy them. They're good. We were very, like, weepy about it. Like, I just want you to have this hamburger. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's how things got when we all went to Skyline. Like, for Horror Hound weekend a couple months ago, like, Sean tried his first Skyline chili. We were all, like, just openly crying together and hugging. Like,
that's good.
Celebrating.
It's healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a real trip to Skyline unless you're all crying, so.
Yeah. It's like that screaming therapy that they used to do in the 70s, like, that hippies used to do, where you would, like, just get together and, like, just scream and, like, punch pillows. It's like that. It's like eating chili dogs with your crew is very emotional, and I'm sure eating Whataburger would also be as emotional.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still bummed I missed that. It seemed like a very cool time. And I missed like a Skyline Chili restaurant. They have Skyline here in Cairns, like here in Arkansas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm not without totally. And in fact, I made some yesterday. So, that's one of the last things I had. I imagined if I went all the way, I didn't get sick or anything this morning, but I imagine like with the hangover, if I got sick, that would be like the worst experience, because Skyline, like if you grow up with it, it tastes great going down, but I can't imagine what that'd be like going back up.
Tastes good both ways, in my opinion.
It's what they call a three-way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Skyline three-way.
Yeah.
You eat it, and then it comes back out.
You eat it, and then you vomit it up, and then you eat it again.
Yes.
So you get to eat it the three times. Three-way. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like chili dogs are probably good for a hangover. They're all greasy, a lot of bread mm-hmm. involved. I think
it sounds good to me. There was stuff I was trying to eat today that was like, that doesn't sound good at all. But when you mention a chili dog, that sounds tasty. I might have the rest of that Skyline chili now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, I reckon that Skyline could help you if you just let it into your stomach.
And into my heart. Yeah. Into my arteries.
Yeah, and into your arteries. Speaking of arteries, I went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah, did they look in your arteries?
They opened up my arteries to take a look.
Did they call you a wimp and threaten to prescribe Gary from the Midnight Society?
Yeah, they were like, man, you're not pleasing your wife's, like, they put the stethoscope up to my dick. And then they're like, we can tell you're not pleasing your wife.
You're like, I'm here for chest pains. Anybody who complains about chest pains probably isn't pleasing their wife sexually.
Mm-hmm. So they wrote me a prescription for Gary from the Midnight Society. He's going to come over twice a month and have sex with my wife in front of me to teach me how it's done. to show me the stuff my wife won't let me do.
You're going to have to clean up all that sand afterwards.
Yeah, I know. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I went to the doctor. I went to the doctor. And, because I'd never been. Like, I've, like, not been to a doctor, like, for any reason in, like, 10 years or something. And, like, I've not been to a doctor for, like, a normal kind of a checkup. Like, since I was, like, 10 or something.
Yeah.
And I'm very old now, so I figured it was about time before I, like, just pass on into death mm-hmm. suddenly.
Yeah, you want to know why you're dying, at least.
Yeah, I just want to know the reason that I'll be dead in 6 months.
Yeah.
So I went, and also I have, like, this like, insurance thing that I have to have that I've never used, so I figured I might as well use it, you know?
It's not the Babadook. Yeah. I don't understand that meme, but it's very funny to me.
Yeah, it's a good one. But, you know, I figure I should probably use this thing I spend $500 a month on. So I went to the stupid doctor, and it was pretty chill. They took my blood, which I found kind of insulting. Do they ever take your blood when you go to the doctor, Frisbee?
I usually have to ask them to.
Oh, okay. They don't just take it?
Yeah, I'm like, please take my blood. I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to do anything with it, but we're happy to do it anyway.
Yeah, they took mine. They didn't even ask. They just stuck it in. Like, I was just like, hey, my appointment is at 9:20, and then they just, like, stuck it in the arm.
How much did they take? Did they do, like, the vials and whatnot?
Nah, man, they use, like, a bucket.
Buckets of blood.
Just, yeah.
Buckets of blood, hey!
Dick Miller showed up. It was good. I could tell that, like, they knew who I was, though, because after they took the blood, they said that I shouldn't do any heavy lifting for at least an hour. And I was like, oh, okay, you know about me and my muscles. I can tell that you listen to the podcast. You know I do a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah.
And And then I flexed for him, and then one of the nurses passed out.
Good. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm sure one of the staff whispered to the other, like, looks like one of them just prescribed Gary for this guy.
Yeah. So I went there. They took all my blood. And then I tried to talk to this doctor, right? He was like, you got any troubles or ailments? And I was like, yeah, well, I do have this thing where, like, if I have to, like, talk to people in public, I feel like crying. You know? Like, I've got this thing. Like, my job makes me talk in front of a whole theater of people. And, like, every time I do, like, I feel like I should just run away and start a new life somewhere. Instead of talking on stage for 10 seconds. So this dude gave me some pills, right? I haven't taken them. Okay. But he gave me pills for them. And, like, I'm a little upset because, like, he's like, all right, anytime you feel like you need – he's like, it sounds like being social makes you very anxious. So I'm going to give you these. And it's this thing where, like – and he was like, but I'm going to warn you. If you drink alcohol – under the effects of this pill, you will die. And it's like,
whoa.
But it's like, okay, cool. So, like, and also, all right, so he said that, right? And it's like, okay, cool. So this will make it so that I can stand to be around people, but I can't do the one thing that all social people my age do, which is drink craft beers that taste like vanilla cakes and cheesecakes and peanut butter sandwiches that are made at the microbrew downtown. That's what I can't do. So I will feel good enough to go hang out with these people, but then I can't actually do anything that these people would want me to do in real life. That's what you're telling me, doctor?
Mm. So can you get Irie, though?
I could get – yeah, I can get Irie.
Okay.
That's what he said. He said, I need you to take two of these in the morning, put on a big Rastafarian hat with the fake dreadlocks. I need you to put
here's a giant novelty button that says too cool for this planet.
Yeah.
You can put that on the hat as well.
And put a Ziggy Marley poster up.
Mm-hmm.
And then call me in the morning. Let me know how it went. So there was that aspect of it. The other aspect to this stupid pill that he gave me is that it will make me drowsy, so I should not drive for 6 hours. Like after taking it.
Whoa.
So, which also seems like it defeats the point. It's like, here, if you're afraid of going outside and seeing people, take this thing that will inhibit you from going outside. So, okay.
Yeah.
So I get to take it and then just sit around my house because I can't drive anywhere, which is the place where I'm not having social phobias.
Yeah. It's a pill to prevent you from being social. That's what he interpreted from your problem was like, hey, sounds like you have problems with social situations, so just don't do them. And in fact, when you think about being social, take this and just pass out for like 6 hours.
Yeah. Also, part of the pill is part of this cure for my social anxiety is that he logs onto my Facebook and he likes the official pages for Donald Trump and Mike Pence so that no one will want to be my friend anymore.
That's fine. There. And done.
Yeah, now you won't have all those troubles with talking to people. No one will want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're into that new Prey video game, because that's all you'll be playing.
Yeah, it came with a pre-order for the Friday the 13th game, since that's all I'm going to be doing, is taking these pills and sitting around playing video games by myself.
You could just skip taking the pill and just do what I did last night and just like go to sleep when you're supposed to be out socializing. Like, okay.
Yeah, the pill he gave me is just sleeping pills. It just made me go to bed.
This is Ambien. don't go outside or do anything.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So I guess I'll try one of these pills one day and see what happens. But it also said one of the side effects is wanting to kill yourself, so I feel like maybe Wayne is secretly a doctor or something like.
Yeah, Wayne has snuck into Big Pharma. And has given every pill a kill yourself option.
Yeah. So, So hopefully I don't kill myself because of this pill.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Speaking of Wayne, we don't have any Wayne Podcast Town news this week.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah,
what the hell? Why are we paying him?
Well, he's got some sick time. We offer very good health benefits.
Oh, and, yeah, that's right.
He's got some sick time. He had to take care of some stuff. Apparently, some guy was emailing his wife. He had to take care of the situation.
Take care of it, cracks knuckles.
Yeah, that's what they do in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's going to go to that guy's house and try to convince him to kill himself.
Yeah, yeah. He's just going to go to the guy's house and write "kill yourself" in a marker on his car. Problem solved.
Yeah.
So, but he'll be back next time. Apparently his wife was sick. You know, he had to take care of her.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
I was really looking forward to all the ways that Sean Byron made him upset this week, but I guess we'll find out next week.
Well, according to his most recent Facebook post on that in Podcast Town, it sounds like he's mostly done with Podcast Town. He's had it up to here. I'm making a hand motion near my neck.
Oh, he hasn't had it up to here. He's staying on Podcast Town.
Cool. Okay. You got to know what's going on in there.
He's got to know what's going on in there. If he leaves Podcast Town, how is he going to tell people to kill themselves? How is he going to have a direct communication line to Sean and Corey and yell at them all day, every day?
Yeah.
Without Podcast Town, he would just have to call them on the phone to make fun
of them. Yeah, or send them text messages or use snail mail. Like, send a Hallmark card. It's like, congratulations on your bat mitzvah or bar mitzvah or whatever. Like, I don't know. Happy Flag Day. That's probably another one.
Yeah.
Any important events, and then when they open it up, it just says, kill yourself.
I think that would be pretty funny. That would be a funny postcard to send somebody.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a postcard of the Eiffel Tower, and then they're like, oh, how nice. And then they turn it around, and it just says, kill yourself.
I know what I'm doing next time I travel.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna start sending people Christmas cards.
Kill yourself. Kill yourself. Yeah, it's like, yeah, your Christmas newsletter. It's like, 2017. Wow, what a year. Kill yourself. Just in a happy new year.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, it would be. Hey, I finally saw sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I finally saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's easily one of the better things out right now.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious, because I know you liked it, and you've probably seen it more than once by now, right?
Yep. I saw it twice.
Okay. There's a lot of birthing imagery in that movie. Did you catch all that, or am I just, like, losing my head here?
No, I think you're right. There's that part where Drax gets birthed.
Yeah, and the weak spot in that monster's neck looks like a vagina.
Yeah, that's true.
And then towards the end of the movie, there's that fleet of the Sovereign ships. There's like millions of them.
Oh, yeah, they kind of look like sperm.
Going towards that planet, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
And then, the way to like destroy that planet that looks like an egg, they have to put a bomb in the very center of it and explode it. And as the planet's like breaking apart, because they're like towards the center of this moon style planet.
Spoiler alert for Guardians of the Galaxy, by the way. Anybody who has
if any of this makes sense at all to you, then I'm impressed. But yeah, they're like, oh, there's an opening as it's all kind of crumbling apart. And that looks like a vagina. Like, I know how.
Oh, yeah.
It's no mistake. They could have just had like chunks falling apart, but instead it's like that very slit-like opening. We got to get through it. We have to be reborn. So it was, I don't know if that was all intentional, like if there's whoever wrote it or shot it. I'm not putting it all on James Gunn, obviously, but yeah, there's a lot of birthing imagery in there.
Well, it is a movie about babies. Like, literally, like, that is like the text of what the movie is about.
Yeah. And it's taken from like this male perspective for most of it because of, again, spoilers and shit, Kurt Russell's character. Or I guess like that planet's character. I don't know. But yeah, that was wild. The focus on birth, and especially when he's like detailing how many creatures he's fucked for his entire life over millions and millions of years, mm-hmm. still looking like that one character he did in the 70s in on Earth in America. He's still wearing like that red jacket and tan pants and that swoopy 70s hair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you looked like 1970s Kurt Russell, you wouldn't want to change your appearance to any other kind of creature, I would feel.
Sure.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. I know he was changing it so he could actually add some dimension for the film and for like the Peter Quill character. It's like, of course he would think that he's a bit older now. It's like, yeah, just stay as 70s Kurt Russell forever. Forever. Forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a way more so than you would find in any other Marvel movie.
Yeah, I think so. And then like, yeah, like kind of metaphorically, like Kurt Russell's going from planet to planet, like literally planting his seed as well yeah. as figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the entire Baby Groot thing, like it's a cute character, but there's all these shots of the crew like carrying and nurturing it like it's an actual baby, not some tree baby.
Yeah, he's a real baby.
He's a real baby.
Mm-hmm. To continue on with the spoilers, though, I feel like teenage Groot, if they put him in a movie and like he doesn't just go back to being normal Groot in the next one,
mm-hmm.
or staying baby Groot, because that's probably very profitable for Disney, I would love to see teenage Groot in a movie. I thought teenage Groot was like the tightest shit on earth.
Yeah, I thought that was great. Like the way he would say things sarcastically.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked all disgruntled.
He had leaves everywhere. I think that's very cute.
Yeah, I thought that was supposed to be like a metaphor for him jerking off constantly. But
that's what I thought too. So
then I was like, wait, maybe I just am really fucked up in how I'm viewing this movie. Like, I think everything is sexual about it.
I think you're right to do so. I mean, it's James Gunn. You know, he's from Troma.
Yeah, and I was really looking out for a Lloyd Kaufman cameo. Was there not one in this version or this sequel?
Not that I saw, no.
Damn it. Okay. But,
yeah, Rob Zombie was in it, though. Apparently Rob Zombie is in every James Gunn movie in some small way, which bums me out because now on Letterboxd, when I look at my highest rated actors, like number one is Rob Zombie, and that makes me real twizzy. Don't care for it.
I saw Steve Agee in it.
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah.
the goggles and in his excellent death scene. But yeah, again, spoilers and shit. And Michael Rooker, man, I don't know if I'm interested in seeing another Guardians of the Galaxy if he's not going to make an appearance.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Oh, he was talk about the tightest shit. That was the tightest shit.
Man, so tight. Man, how's that? Man, that whole ending scene.
Yeah, man. I got a little bit weepy. It's like, why am I getting so weepy about this? I only get emotional about Whataburger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, the only Marvel movies that make me emotional are Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a bit rough.
Yeah. They started playing that Cat Stevens song, and everybody just was openly weeping and hugging each other. People were starting to hold each other's hands, strangers in the theater.
Yeah, yeah. Like, everything's so fucked up. Why don't we just get along?
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they can, like, make jabs at other Disney shit and properties, because when he's gliding down with the arrow in his hand, mm-hmm. and I think Peter refers, like, you look like Mary Poppins. It's like, is Mary Poppins cool?
Yeah.
Is she cool? It's like, yeah, she's cool. I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. That was very good. Totally forgot they had that ability now to do all that stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty, pretty, pretty nice. Although, there's one thing that's kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about it. I guess it's kind of cool. But, like, I guess, like, they made that reference to how all the Stan Lee cameos in all the Marvel movies is, like, the same dude, and he's just a spy for aliens, which is, like, I don't know. Now it's like people are going to be expecting something to happen, or maybe they're, like, building up to Stan Lee being Galactus or something like this. Like, I don't know.
I would love Stan Lee to be the Galactus form, like, Excelsior, true believers, and he just, like, starts destroying the planet. But in the case of that scene, from what I recall, those were, like, the observers, which are the lamest Marvel characters, because all they do is observe things. I know they've got, like, a bigger role in more recent stuff, but back in the day, it was just like, hey, we watch everything that's going on, and even in other galaxies, and in the possible, the hypothetical. Like, they would introduce the what-ifs.
They're Marvel's version of cuckolds.
Yeah, yeah. They're just...
just watch.
They're watching off the sidelines, contemplating their miserable penises.
Yeah, they watch other heroes save the day while they just...
and then fuck their wives.
he sits there. The Watcher just sits there. Uatu says, oh, Captain America, you did a great job defeating the Red Skull. Now have sex with my wife. While I sit in the corner and masturbate sadly.
My favorite part about the artwork from the last episode was when Patrick commented on the episode, and he's like, also, that guy's making the face that I make when I'm trying to put together a shelf from IKEA.
It is accurate.
That cartoon, wherever you found it, is just that guy's face, like, his neck is as thick as his skull, and then he's got, like, this look of consternation, like, oh geez, I don't know about this, while he's trying to masturbate.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's perfectly sums up the inner monologue of a cuckold.
Well, gee whiz, I don't know about this.
Yeah. It looked a lot better on the box.
Oh my God. Oh fuck. Well, shit. I think those are all the feelings I had about Guardians of the Galaxy. Are you excited for Thor Ragnarok?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I was really excited because I like that director. He did What We Do in Shadows, which is, like, the best movie ever made.
Yeah. He's also going to be in the movie. What We Do in Shadows.
Oh, cool. I hope it's the same character.
Yeah, I hope it. Yeah, it's just that foppish vampire.
Yeah. And, but I don't know, like, I don't know. The trailer looks real not what I like about Thor, necessarily. Like, what I like best about Thor, especially that first Thor movie, and Thor, the way he was portrayed in the first Avengers movie, is, like, I like it being, you know, Hamlet, but with superpowers. And, I don't know, like, them kind of getting away from that, I don't know. But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, that's a good point, and I like it also when he's like a fish out of water. Like,
yeah,
it's funny because he's totally alien. But in this case, I am kind of digging how they're just going full tilt, at least with the trailer, with that early 80s, late 70s sci-fi aesthetic. And some of the designs and costume look great. So I'm looking forward to it. I hadn't been really into the Thor movies. I kind of have the opposite level of interest. Like, it sounds like you were more into the first and second, and this one's kind of losing you, but I wasn't as into the first and second. I might revisit them, though, because I like that idea of, like, space opera Hamlet that you described. You know, going with that perspective, it'd be more fun.
Yeah, the first one's fun. Like, it was directed by Kenneth Branagh, who did Hamlet and Much Ado About Nothing and a bunch of... that Cinderella movie that's really good. So it's got a lot of that in there. That's what,
like, I forgot that he did that. Yeah, that's strange.
Yeah, I like that dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm sure it'll be good. I mean, like, there's, like, even the shitty Marvel movies, like, none of their movies are, like, so shitty that they're actually shitty. So I'm sure it'll be fine. worst case scenario is that it will be just okay, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, there's not a lot that I'm really into seeing out and about. I know you're going to talk about Alien Covenant on Junk Food Dinner, more than likely. But I was into seeing that, and now all these reviews look, like, terrible.
It's pretty bad.
Okay, well, there goes that. I don't want to... I like your capsule reviews, because, you know, I don't want to waste time on... contemplating that film, like, oh, should I see it? Should I not? Yeah, if it's pretty bad, I'm just going to dodge it. I did see Colossal and dug that one.
Oh, yeah. I want to see
and
that.
And that was still out. Yeah. Jason Sudeikis is a fantastic... Well, yeah, he's a great character in that film. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who has yet to see it. And Anne Hathaway is really good, too.
I like that Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd forgotten that she hadn't really been in much since, like, Les Mis. Because she had, like, a kid and took a little more time off. But, yeah, she was excellent in this one.
That's cool. I like that director. Did you ever see the movie Time Crimes?
No. I only saw, like, one other thing that director had done. And it's escaping me now. I'll have to look it up.
Was it Open
Windows? What was Time Crimes?
Time Crimes is a movie he did where it's like about time travel and stuff. To say any more than that's kind of a big spoiler, but it's about time travel. It's really good. It's like a kind of a sci-fi kind of horror movie. It's like super good.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm into time travel and whatnot.
I knew you would. Would the movie you saw, the movie that you saw mm-hmm. of his, was it Open Windows?
No.
Oh,
I'm trying to look up the stuff now. Oh, he did like, yeah, he had segments like ABC of Death, ABCs of Death and whatnot. So that's probably what I'm thinking of. So it wasn't even like a full-on film that I was trying to remember. I mean, what did he direct, though? Fuck. Oh, well. But yeah, Colossal was good. A lot of fun.
I like those kaiju monsters. I'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah, I've got no other films on my radar though for stuff that I want to see.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited to watch Baywatch on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, man, that movie's gonna be great. It's got The Rock, he's got big muscles, and Zac Efron, who has very big muscles as well. It's like the two dudes with like the most muscles in a movie, like ever of all time, except for maybe Predator, I guess.
Yeah, I wasn't really interested in seeing it, but you think it's gonna be funny?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be sweet. When is The Rock not sweet? When is Zac Efron not sweet?
In fact, they're sometimes too sweet. NWO for life. Did you read that article about The Rock discussing his future political aspirations? Maybe or maybe you won't.
I don't know. I've been hearing about that for a while, but I didn't read the whole thing.
It was pretty fun. It's a good read. It's a funny read, the person who did that article. But now I'm totally forgetting what her name is and what publication it's for. So there you go. Good luck finding that one. Maybe it was Entertainment Weekly. No, that's not it.
I'll just Google The Rock. I'll Google rocks.
Just look for rocks.
I'll ask my local geologist.
It just brings up Geodude. Mm-hmm. This is a Pokemon. Yeah, he seems like he'd be a good politician, though.
I vote for him.
Yeah, I mean, why not? Like, after this past year, it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yep. Just for now on, I'm only going to, like, I'm going to vote for whoever has the bigger muscles of the two. That's how I'm going to make my decision.
That's a good way to do anything.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a good way to do anything.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to make all my life decisions.
You're, like, shopping for produce. And someone's like, can I help you? And you're, like, holding two cantaloupes. Like, yeah, which one of these has more muscles?
Yeah, which one looks more like a muscle?
GQ was the publication, and Katie Weaver, that's who it was.
Okay.
Good.
I'll find it. But in the meantime, I think that's the end of this show. We've hit the mark.
Yeah.
We've run out of time.
Yeah.
We got to go get ready for Twin Peaks.
But yeah.
We got to go eat the cherry pie or whatever they do on Twin Peaks and drink a coffee.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And we have to keep our muscles maintained. God, there was something about muscles I was going to tell you. And I think it was that video that somebody posted in Podcast Town of the two guys dancing.
Oh, yeah,
It was called Muscle Dancing.
Muscle Dancing.
Yeah.
I've been doing a lot of muscle
dancing. I was, yeah, me too. I just realized though, like this past week when I was texting you about something like, or you had texted me about something you saw while working at the gym. We didn't really talk about our muscles in that sense, like developing them. So I thought that was very interesting. That I was like, oh no, I'm in his private time for his muscle development. And I told you about my muscle development too. So it was very coincidental that like we got this post calling us both out for like muscle dancing. And it's like, well, yeah, it's a big part of our lives.
It is. I texted you while I was at the gym because they were showing Ring of Honor and Dalton Castle was on, and it gave me inspiration to work harder to get bigger muscles, which also inspired you to get bigger muscles. Something everybody out there should write down is our website. Do you know the website, Frisbee?
Well, you can find us at poolpartyradio.com for all of our old episodes. If you want to figure out why Gary is such a is so into cuckolding, you can listen to that episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark review. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/poolpartyradio. Look for us in Podcast Town while you're on Facebook. Join that group. And you can also email us at poolpartyradio@gmail.com. We're still reviewing people's dads, people's dogs, all that stuff. If you saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and you have a lot of dad feelings, then you can let us know if your dad is as handsome as Kurt Russell. And look for us on Twitter. It's at Final Parker, at Cumulus Frisbee. And I think that's everything, isn't it?
I think that's it. So, so that's me, Parker, for Razorman Cumulus, saying thanks for having fun.
All right.
Titties, two asses, four titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Ass, titties, two asses, four titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Bisexual bitches, they do they friends. I love y'all hoes for letting us all join in with all your ass. Titties, two asses, four titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Bisexual bitches, they do they friends. I love y'all hoes for letting us all join in with all your ass. Titties, two asses, four titties. Ass, titties, titties, ass and titties. Titties. Light skinned hoes wanna act stuck up, well fine. But you can't take this dick when I'm hitting it from behind. You got a big booty bitch, big booty bitch. Big booty bitch, big booty bitch. Light skinned hoes wanna act stuck up, well fine. But you can't take this dick when I'm hitting it from behind. You got a big booty bitch, big booty bitch, big booty bitch, big booty bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch. Hot horny hoes, I fuck them quick. And leave them alone, cause they get whipped from this dick.
Assault, fuck me harder. Assault, fuck me harder. Assault, fuck me harder.
Hot, horny hoes, I fuck them quick. And leave them alone, cause they get whipped from this dick. Them hoes say,
assault, fuck me harder. Assault, fuck me harder. Assault, fuck me harder. Assault, fuck me harder. Harder, 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 harder.
Ghetto ass bitches, you better watch out. All that fighting in the club might get that weave pulled out. You got glued in tracks, glued in tracks, glued in out. All that fighting in the club might get that weed pulled out. You got glued in tracks, glued in tracks, glued in tracks, glued in tracks. Frank, 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 Frank.
Classical gas.